Welcome back to the program. 7:38. We now turn our attention to Florida. A 19-year-old Goodwill store employee by the name of Andrew Anderson was an employee of one of the Goodwill retail and donation centers in East Naples. Goodwill just had him arrested. Why, you ask?
Is he, like, picking through the stuff that gets donated, keeping the good stuff for himself?
No.
That's too tame to make our morning show. You got to do a little better than that.
No, that's exactly right. He was giving discounts to poor people. That's why he was arrested. That's right. When people would come into the Goodwill store and they couldn't afford the clothes that they needed, Andrew would give them a discount. The store figured it out, fired him, called the cops, and now he's facing felony theft charges. Andrew says, quote, Goodwill is giving and help is a giving and helping company, so I took it upon myself to be giving and helping. My heart was in the right place. My head, however, was in the wrong place. Almost all of the clothes sold at Goodwill are donated for free, but a Goodwill spokeswoman says the point of Goodwill stores is not primarily to clothe people. It's to raise money that helps other poor people in their communities. A report earlier in the year is showing that tons of Goodwill store employees make less than minimum wage, which they can do because they're a charitable organization, and that top Goodwill executives make pretty good salaries on the average. So what do you think? Should he have been arrested for...
Stealing from Goodwill.
Yeah.
Stealing and giving it away, though, not keeping it for himself.
Exactly.
No, look, someone who operates a cash register anywhere, at the Goodwill store or at Walmart or whatever, has an obligation to run the cash register properly. And if it costs a dollar, they got to charge a dollar.
That's right. I agree. And as harsh as it sounds, it doesn't matter that it was Goodwill or who it is. He was, in effect, even though he wasn't keeping it for himself, he was trying to be Robin Hood, you know, steal from the poor and give to the poorer. He broke the law. All right, so here we go. Again, in Florida, this one features 80-year-old Manuel Rodriguez in a Walmart in Ocala, Florida. Ocala is a very pretty part of the country, by the way.
Okay.
Very nice. He was turning heads in the Walmart store. He was wearing bright cherry red lipstick and a dress, but no wig to cover his bald head. Why he wasn't wearing the wig, we don't know.
That's not against the law.
Well, as he wandered through Walmart, he grabbed a purse and then started shoving women's clothing into the purse.
Ah, that's against the law.
Yep. Well, not until you walk out without paying.
Right.
Maybe he was just trying to be convenient with the way he carried his goods.
You know, I was in Walmart over the weekend. What a strange collection of customers. Oh, my. We had a guy, he looked like he was homeless. I mean, he's disheveled. He's got, like, hair down to his shoulders and whatever. And he's wearing a T-shirt that says, Sex Ed Instructor.
Nice.
Someone must have given it to him as a joke. So like, here, wear this.
You should have taken a picture of him, man. Yesterday, I was in a local grocery store, and I tried to take a picture of this guy. He was wearing a Hawaiian shirt that came down just below his navel, and his pants were cinched up well below his navel, just right at his hips. Okay, so there was a good 3-4 inches of belly hanging out. And he was walking proud.
You tried to take a
store.
Picture? You're going to get in trouble doing that.
Really? I was trying to get a picture of it because I was going to post it and go, hey, Walmart's not the only place that this happens. But and then I looked at his grocery cart, and it was full of sugared cereals, ice cream, and other candies. I thought, he's starting his diet. All right, so anyway, the guards easily spotted our friend Manuel Rodriguez in
the
Walmart.
This is the bald-headed guy wearing the women's dress and lipstick stealing clothing from Walmart.
Mm-hmm. They easily spotted him. They watched him steal the stuff, and then they held him until the cops came. He's being charged with petty theft, not pretty theft, but petty theft. He was booked into jail with his lipstick still intact. You think... And don't you think that they should have given him at least a little bit of time to take that off before they put him in the county lockdown? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
All right, here we go. We're going to start off in the world of sports. LeBron James recently spoke to the Ohio State University football team in order to motivate them for their game against us, the University of Wisconsin. The speech so motivated the players that they transferred to the University of Miami. The CEO of the Barilla Pasta Company came out publicly against homosexuality. He is so homophobic.
How homophobic is he?
That he sends back any plate that actually has two meatballs on it. Speaking of food, a New York pastry chef has set a world record by making a 6,900-pound cheesecake. When asked what inspired him to make it, he said Chris Christie ordering it. Al-Qaeda has started a Twitter account. What is the world coming to? Are you following Al-Qaeda?
I have not, no. What's their hashtag?
I don't know. Hashtag... though, if you really want to read viciously angry anti-American vitriol, all you have to do is do what thousands of other Twitter customers do, follow Michael Moore. The country's oldest firehouse recently caught on fire. The blaze reportedly started when a spark from a malfunctioning heater ignited a huge pile of irony. Irony.
Got it.
Firehouse. Highly ironic.
Funny.
Firehouse burned down. Congress can't agree on a budget. We know that. The federal government looks like it may shut down later on at midnight. That means millions of government workers won't do anything and will not get paid instead of doing anything and getting paid. Not doing anything and getting paid. You know what I'm saying. All right, Breaking Bad creator Vince Gilligan is in pretty good financial shape now from the show. And as a matter of fact, Gilligan could now afford to buy his own island.
Oh, jeez.
All right, that, you know what I mean?
He's never heard that joke before.
No, absolutely not. Hey, you the guy that... No, I'm not. All right, the film Don John. In that film, Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays a guy who's obsessed with internet pornography. He researched the role by being a guy who owns a computer.
That didn't do very well at the box office,
no,
did it?
No, it didn't. Miley Cyrus is declaring that marijuana and ecstasy are the best drugs ever. Though neither of them is anywhere near as amazing as whatever you're on, if you actually give a flying flip about what Miley Cyrus has to say. Elton John's new album, Diving Board, is out. You can tell Elton's getting a little older. The best song on the album is Sunday Afternoon's All Right for Napping. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are in Paris for Fashion Week, and also to remind the French why they hate Americans. And last but not least, I probably shouldn't do this one, and do it anyway. Last but not least, more than half of people say they'd rather wake up to coffee than to sex.
What?
Yes, that includes the Kardashians. Well, at least that's what I thought they meant when they said they enjoy waking up to something strong and black. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News, that has been your quick look at the news. Please use all the information contained therein for good, not for evil.
I rally against hipsters. I shouldn't. If you're a hip, that's fine. Be a hipster. It's okay. You're 22. You're supposed to be an Just don't get so embedded in it that you become like hipster Serpico, that you don't know that all of a sudden you're 26, you got like a Golden Girls neck tattoo and you're on a unicycle. And somebody's like, what do you really like? You're like, I don't even know anymore. You know, don't become so entrenched that you forgot that you're a human being. Learned that optimism and stupidity are two sides of the same coin. Learned that one trying to change my pants without taking my shoes off. Too many mornings go like that. Just make the ballerina toes, Kyle. Make the ballerina toes. You're gonna shave a good 30 seconds off your getting ready time. Make the ballerina toes. Didn't work. Cramped up. Spent 20 minutes jammed up in a pair of jeans. You're wearing slip-ons, stupid. You could have figured this one out.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Reach your breaking point with traffic backups. Avoid them with Sig Alert. Before you head home today, check out S.